You're a brave soul. What made you decide to do it?
I rode in a charity race last year and just absolutely loved it. It was just one of the most amazing experiences of my entire life. And just before that race, my gran died of cancer. And obviously the Macmillan charity race at York is obviously for cancer, with Macmillan being the charity. So I just thought it was just too perfect to miss an opportunity for it.
In front of 40,000 people, because it's taking place not just on an ordinary race day, but on one of the biggest days in York's calendar.
Yeah, I didn't know it was 40,000. Someone told me about half that, so that'll be interesting. But yeah, to ride on a Saturday means a lot more of my friends and family can come visit as well, the ones that are teachers that couldn't come to the previous race. But yeah, definitely a lot more pressure, but I feel like, I think there is more pressure actually, because this time there's not the nerves, there's not the, I just want to get round. This one is, you want to do quite well.
Because you work in racing, does that help in terms of, you know, you haven't sort of completely started from scratch, have you? You've got to, unless a one end of a horse from another, but you know what I mean? You've been doing it for a while.
Yeah, well, not so much the riding. I've only really been doing the ride. I only sat on a racehorse about not quite two years ago, and I have to say, this race will very much be the horse. The person I'll be thinking about most is Josh Moore, who gave me the leg up to just less than 2 years ago, basically, and said, "Yep, you can come ride for us." And it was a steep learning curve, but he was the one that let me do it 2 years ago. So Josh, it's currently obviously in pretty dire circumstances. I just hope he'll be better by the time of the race, and hope there'll be some more positive news coming out. But I'm not sure if working in racing helps. It probably adds more pressure, and I know more than I perhaps need to know as well. But it has definitely helped in hopefully sourcing a ride and a horse for the race.
And so say all of us to what you've just said. But clearly, you're going to get nervous. I mean, you've got a day job to do, haven't you? You can't really, but then again, you just can't turn up at York on the Saturday and get on a horse and ride it.
No, but fortunately York isn't one of my day job courses, so I will not be thinking about the day job on that actual day. I do genuinely think I actually will be more nervous, because I'll be more, I think the horse I've got means that I should be in with a chance in the final furlong, rather than in the last race I didn't really have much chance as we turned for home, so it didn't really matter. I think there will be more pressure, but I will very much be taking it as a day off and not working. I will not be doing my own social media that day.
But you won't be working late Friday night, will you? You'll be doing a few things like that. But
what I mean, hopefully not.
What I mean also is the horse will get the trip. Is the thing to make sure the jockey gets the trip.
Exactly. The jockey very much needs to get the trip, and I've been riding out a lot more this week and been doing quite a lot of exercise. Even last night in my hotel room, I was doing a little punching out as if I was riding 30-second finish, as my jockey coach has been instructing me. I've been working hard at it, but I've definitely maintained a fitness from last year that I haven't lost. I've been riding, three times a week, up to five times a week potentially. Obviously this weekend haven't really been able to ride so much, but next week again I'll be back on the horse, as they say.
Winning's a wonderful bonus, but taking part will support the charity, and that's important. How much are you hoping to raise?
So I'm about 3,000 now, and I've got BetVictor is kindly sponsoring me on my breeches, and the Jockey Club as well, so that's hopefully another grand combined between the two. So my target was 4 grand, so I think I'll definitely surpass that, which is awesome and really means a lot. That, especially considering I did one last year, it just shows you that the love and of what Macmillan do has really mattered to people, that people are willing to go and donate again because they know it's such an important charity.